Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
So, hello and welcome to Brocast.
Brocast, the new and improved version of the Making Waves podcast. So, if you're here to listen to the Making Waves podcast,
you're not here. You're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place because
this is now you're listening to the Brocast podcast.
No, it's Brocast.
Oh yeah, no, sorry, Brocast.
Yeah, it's Brocast.
Let us know if you like it. And we can always change it. It's not that
look,
deep.
Look, no, this is the first time we're renaming the pod. And look, I think this is because we need to get a few things straight.
We do.
This podcast hasn't been making waves for a long time.
For a long time.
So we can't really be calling it the Making Waves podcast because
we're not making any waves.
What waves are we making?
It's just embarrassing at this point, honestly.
So, like, we decided to change it and, yeah, it's Brocast now. Oh, you know, because we're brothers. We got our sister
we're
here.
We're not right. This is called Brocast, not because we're the bros. You know, we're broing down together.
No, we're brothers.
We're brothers,
and our sister is our director.
She's our bro.
She's our bro. She's our producer. She's our bro. She knows what's up. Hi, Neela.
Hi.
Hi.
We are no longer in the garage anymore.
We are no longer in the garage. We're in the bloody living room, mate. We've gotten upgrades.
We're not sweating our ass off. We're not.
This is actually easier, and it probably looks better for you viewers.
Yeah,
you know,
touching the leaves. And
yeah, stop touching the leaves, buddy. Stop touching the leaves.
I know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking around the living room, and it's looking like Christmas time.
Yeah,
it is. Hey,
it is looking like Christmas time. We set up the Christmas tree yesterday, and it's looking good, mate.
There's something about the end of the year.
Yeah, there's just something about it. I just love it.
Everyone's happy, you know. There's vibes all around.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really in the Christmas mood until we put the tree up.
Exactly right. I was actually like really, I wasn't keen for it, you know?
Yeah, I wasn't keen
for it. I was like, oh, I kind of.
It wasn't that I wasn't keen. It's just that I feel like I've lost my, what's the word? I've lost
your Christmas spirit.
Not Christmas spirit.
You've lost your Christmas spirit.
No, the excitement, you know.
The excitement of it.
The excitement, waking up Christmas Day. You kind of already know what you're getting.
So you're not a little kid anymore.
You can't. You know when you walk out of your room at like 5 a.m. on Christmas Day, like you go look at the presents, you go check if Santa's
arrived. Yeah. You've graduated from that to now like sleeping in, just wanting to sleep, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you wake up, you're like waiting for everyone.
I finally understand why the parents and you used to want to just sleep in.
Yeah.
I mean, last year I was like on like that.
When did you find out when Santa Claus was?
I found out in year four.
Year four?
Yeah. Year four I found out because my friends were talking about Christmas and I was like, oh yeah, Santa's coming. And they're like, what? Santa's not coming. Santa's not real, mate.
I don't know about you, but my parents are the ones who stuff my stockings, you know?
I don't like that.
I actually found out when I was really young. Sorry. I found out when I was... what?
No, you found out last year, lad.
No, I didn't. I found out ages ago. I was pretending.
It's bullshit.
That's cap.
She was definitely... She found out last year, and that's it. No. Full stop.
Because I went to go get a glass of water, and
she was definitely spying. She was definitely like trying to catch Santa out.
See, what I think, Neela, is that you didn't know till last year, and you're like, "Bro, I'm a bit old to not know, so I'm just gonna pretend that I didn't know."
I did know. Like,
sorry.
Ages ago, like when we lived at Kroegler, I remember.
No, 100%, 100%.
I checked the text on me now, so everything.
Oh, see.
Cap. It's either that or you just wanted the presents.
Yeah, maybe she was just... Yeah, but I found out when I was...
That's what my logic was.
Bro, I found out when I was four.
No, you didn't, Cap.
I did.
No.
I actually did.
I didn't even...
I found out. I asked Mum and Dad. Bro, I don't think I ever went to school believing in Santa. In kindergarten.
That's the biggest lot of bullshit I've ever heard in my life, lad.
Bro, I found out in Switzerland.
That's cap.
I did.
How did you find out?
Because I asked.
What do you mean you asked?
I asked them. I was like, Mum, Dad.
You're like, bro.
Mum, Dad.
Chat, I don't believe in Santa anymore.
Mummy, Daddy, is Santa Claus real?
Oh, no, you didn't ask it like that. You asked it in Swiss German.
And then my mum and dad went, no, it's not real, Killian, but you can believe in it if you want. And I was like, yes, I kind of still want to pretend like I believe it. And then they're like, don't tell your brother, though. And I was like, yeah, no, I won't.
Mission accepted.
And Neela wasn't alive yet, so... So they
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, true. You were alive for like 5-6 years before.
I knew Santa was fake whole life. Neela's whole life I spent pretending like this guy who crawls through a chimney, gets full of coal, and literally like walks into your house, stranger danger, and all that.
Yeah, I don't understand. You know how kids are scared of that stuff, right? I don't understand how they're not scared of the concept of Santa. Like, how does that not scare them?
Well, here's the thing. I'm all for Santa, right? But there's one thing, okay? Why do they dress Santa up as a stranger? Why is... Bro, if someone came up to a kid right now, okay?
Yeah.
A stranger who wanted to do bad things to that kid, right? All they would have to do is dress up as Santa Claus. Because kids have been brainwashed from a young age to believe that Santa Claus is a good person and that he exists.
He does. If there are kids who listen to this, don't listen to what we're saying. We're bullshitting. We're a complete and utter bullshit artist.
This is an MA15 plus podcast, so you can't be a kid and listening to it.
It depends. Some people might.
And if you're a kid and you're listening to this, you definitely don't believe in Santa. Because
does Bonnie still believe in Santa?
Bonnie, I don't know. Is she... How old is she?
Younger than Neela, 13.
13, something like that.
Oh, shit.
No, she doesn't believe in Santa anymore. 100%. I'm telling you this right now.
Right.
Well, definitely after this.
Well, definitely not anymore.
Yeah.
No, but Santa's real. If you want to believe in Santa, you guys believe in Santa.
Oh, it can be real, like, you know, in your head. But no, what I'm saying is, kids, right, it would be so easy to be a predator if you were, like, dressing up as Santa.
You say you can be
bro, a predator you could get you kids to sit on your lap for free. That's what I mean, bro.
Right,
Wait, no. Can you at least acknowledge, right, that it would actually, it's actually a scary concept to have, like, Santa, a pedophile Santa.
It is a scary.
Because kids scary. Would willingly like go with them.
I've been a pedophile Santa before.
Oh, 100%.
I reckon, no, I'm not even going to say it. No. Well, I've got a little update for you guys, right? So, you know how last episode we talked about the $6.2 million banana artwork that was sold with duct tape?
Yeah.
Well, the guy ate it.
Wow.
He ate it. He ate it. The Tron founder. What's Tron?
Oh, he founded that cryptocurrency.
Tron. So the Tron founder.
Yeah.
Previously labeled the controversial art piece a cultural phenomenon. An assessment that failed to stop him from eating it. He ate the banana in front of Hong Kong journalists in a hotel.
What? So he ate it in front of people?
Yeah, he ate it in front of Hong Kong journalists. Why? So then they could take photos.
Well,
I mean, after all, it is a $6.2 million banana.
I thought you said the artwork didn't come with the banana, though.
Eat it. Yeah, what are you going to do?
I thought you said the artwork didn't come with a banana, though.
No, it came separately as well.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
I thought you said the artwork was a set of instructions on how to create the artwork, not the artwork itself. Because it's pretty much just a banana duct taped to a wall. So what, are you going to buy the wall?
You fuck yeah. I mean, if it's 6.2 million, I'd hope to get more than a fucking wall.
So you're going to get a bulldozer to bulldoze the wall out?
Out of all the things you could spend $6.2 million on, you decide to... There's literally people like me... Who don't have $6.2 million.
Bro could have sponsored me.
Bro could have sponsored the Making Waves. I mean, the Bro Talk. Bro.
Brocast.
Brocast, that's what I mean. I don't even know the name.
The Brocast.
Brocast.
The fuck,
man? Brocast? Do you like it?
I like it.
It hit before, but I don't know if it hits.
No, Bro could have sponsored the Brocast. That makes sense.
The Brocast.
Yeah, the Brocast.
Maybe you have to repeat it a few times.
Yeah, Brocast. Brocast.
Brocast.
Brocast. We're going to get it in people's heads. We're the Brocast.
Rate it out of 10, Neela.
Uh-huh.
Chop, chop.
Chop, chop.
Six.
Six. What would be a 10?
I don't know.
Don't take it. Don't take advice from Neela though. She
yeah, Neela's
bro. That would
take
see, you I, weren't willing to talk about the risks of a Santa who's honestly, a pedophile, but now you're sexist.
I would honestly take cooking advice. I don't mean that in a sexist way. I mean that in purely because Neela's a good cook.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I hear
you
your
say,
jokes.
Are you saying Neela's not a good cook?
Oh, she's a great cook for a woman. Men still do it better.
You reckon?
Well, I'm
you
just going to
list cook better
Gordon Ramsay, Jamie Oliver. I'm joking. There's good women chefs as well.
Name
I'm taking the piss.
Chef.
I can't name them, but they're
actually,
good.
I think
oh, actually better. The fuck? Nilo agrees.
Wait, I kind of agree with that too. All right, I don't.
Also, that chocolate guy.
Yeah. Right,
we don't mean this in a sexist way, right?
And Cedric.
Cedric, yeah.
Oh no. You know that chick on TikTok who on Instagram.
Oh, OnlyPans.
OnlyPans.
Yeah. She's the most famous cook that I know.
She's better than them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just because of her TikToks.
Oh yeah.
They're not even OnlyPans. No, but they're not even like anything bad. Like it's literally just like her being funny.
Yeah.
Like she's not doing anything that's like R-rated, you know?
Yeah.
It's all, like, PG, but it's funny as. And it's also, like, cook for me, you know?
Cook for me, please. Sugar.
Sugar.
Sugar, cook for me, please.
Yeah.
All right, next. So, we're moving on to oddity news articles now. That was just an update, but we're moving on to the oddity news articles of the week.
Yeah.
Now, the first one is, better late than never, library book returned 50 years after due date. Honestly, I could be on track to breaking that record.
Same.
I still have a few school books that I haven't returned, and I'm not going back to school, so I could be cooked.
Bro.
Wait, should I do that with my mic?
No, this is
next
good.
Pod.
The next pod.
No, I feel like
pod.
I'm kind of turning my head in a weird way. It's kind of hurting my head.
Yeah, that's why I did this, because it's kind of good.
But.
Kind of good.
I'll do it next time, because I'm kind of, my head kind of feels weird.
Yeah.
So, a book of poetry was recently returned to a library in the U.S., state of Virginia, almost 50 years after it was checked out. Honestly, fair enough. Why would you return it?
At that point, I'd just keep it. What was it about?
Poetry.
Poetry, but what about?
Poetry.
No, what about?
I don't fucking know.
The topic wasn't poetry, was
mate,
it?
Mate, I'll click on the link and see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll read you the article, because...
What poetry was it?
A book of poetry was recently returned to a library in the U.S. state of Virginia almost 50 years after it was checked out. The Hopewell Regional Library's copy of Leaves of Grass, a collection of poetry by Walt Whitman, was checked out on June 3rd, 1974. According to Adult Services librarian Catherine Field, a woman came in and she said she found this book while she was cleaning out her sister's home, and she noticed that there was a due date slip in the back.
Sorry.
You asked me to read it.
Your reading voice is the most boring,
you asked me to read
most
it, lad.
Monotone voice I've ever heard in
That's
my life.
That's a compliment.
Life. No.
That's good.
It, dude, it sounds like you're reading out your last rites, bro. It sounds like you're reading out a letter before you're about to get executed.
It's good, then.
No, you just sound so depressed.
Fine, I'll try to sound more cheerful.
No, you're good.
No, I'm going to try to sound more cheerful.
No.
Super spicy chips send 14 Japanese school students to the hospital.
That was a lot better. That was not going to lie, that was a lot better. And even the people who can't see you, who can't see your smile right now and are listening in, I bet you... they felt a lot more joyous inside.
14 students at a Japanese high school have been taken to the hospital after eating super spicy potato chips. Local authorities have reported.
Reported. You know what, though? You should keep that. That voice. That's funny.
Was that good?
That's funny. Yeah. But I didn't understand anything you just said.
I'll read in my monotone voice.
No. They heard.
Super spicy chips and 14 Japanese school students to a hospital. 14 students at a Japanese high school have been taken to the hospital after eating super spicy potato chips, local authorities have reported.
Damn. Okay.
Was that Rizzy?
That was not Rizzy.
Was that not Rizzy?
That was not Rizzy, but let me... Okay.
You want me to read the full article?
No, I don't want you to read more. Stop reading.
I'll get more information.
No, I don't... listeners don't want to hear more information. Was it Doritos?
It was Doritos.
Is Doritos going to get sued?
No.
No?
Okay, I'm going to read the high school
No!
name. Rokkogu Koka High School in Tokyo.
Bro.
Yeah, bro. Right, they were labeled 18 plus curry chips.
What? So they were like... there was nudity in them or something.
Well, no, just 18 plus because it's super spicy. It was obviously super spicy because they went to the hospital, didn't they?
Why can't kids deal with spice?
Because they're kids. I can't deal with spice, lad.
Yeah, but you're... Oh, you are a kid.
I'm not a kid. I'm 19, lad.
What
are you going to say? Don't look at me like that and not say anything. What were you going to say?
Something.
No, don't do that. Tell me what you want to say right now.
I'm going to do you like last podcast and not tell.
He's not going to... She's not going to say.
I forgot what happened last pod. I feel like it's been ages.
It's been ages. It's been a week. No. The super spicy chips, right? Yep. Legalize them for kids. Bro, honestly, dude, if we started eating a bit more spicy, if we started eating like our ancestors, I reckon our ancestors used to eat spicy shit all the time, right? Dude, if we started eating like that, I reckon there'd be less health problems. And I don't know, this can't be backed by science, honestly, but I'm telling you right now, we've all gone soft.
What do you mean we've all gone soft?
We've all gone soft.
Sports gone
spicy
soft.
Food.
Have you seen that ad, Sports Gone Soft? And it's like, huh? And then it's so funny.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I didn't cook with that one.
Though. Yeah. No, I've seen
it. I hate that feeling. You know when you have something in your head
and it's
funny. And then
no, I know what you mean. The spicy chips, legalize them for kids.
Why?
We gone soft.
This is exactly why you don't legalize it, you idiot.
No.
Yes, it is. Is it
Bro,
not?
The kids were hospitalized, but what for? What, because their tongue was a bit red?
Bro, you do realize spiciness has more effects than just it being hot on you for a bit. Your throat can close out. You can get allergies. Bro, this could... Right, ready? I'm going to give side effects.
We shouldn't.
What happens if something is too...
Bro, honestly, I don't care... I'm just telling you right now, I reckon people just got to deal with spice a bit better. Like, there's just...
Bro, dude, it can give you heat exhaustion and it can lead to life-threatening heat stroke.
Yeah, okay, if you have the Carolina Reaper, not if you have some bloody chips.
Bro, it's labeled 18+, it might be bloody spicy.
Yeah, I bet you it probably is spicy, but what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is it's made for humans, bro. People just gotta like.
Is it though?
Surely yeah. After one person ate one chip, they'll be like, oh.
Bro, it can cause heart attacks.
Yeah, for like a 90-year-old, bro.
Oh, speaking of which, stick around for a bit later on.
No, okay. I'm telling, bro. Don't you think, right, that people, just in general, right, think
yes.
things are spicy,
people
but
need
it's
to
really
man
not.
Man up a bit.
And that's
I
what I'm saying.
That, I don't mean that in you got to change genders, all right? Don't there's enough weirdos out there who do it. But I mean that in like...
Hey, you said it, not me.
I mean that in...
Cancel Nolan, not Killian.
We're not clipping it. This pod, what, four people are going to see this?
Bro, okay. People just got to get tougher.
They do need a man up, but when it's...
Stop labeled, saying man up. Just say tougher. Just get
tougher.
Toughen
up, Cookie.
Toughen
mate.
Up. Toughen up, princess.
Toughen up, princess.
You know?
Yeah, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, mate. Whatever floats your boat. Whatever tickles your...
Pickle.
Your pickle. Whatever...
Whatever guocks your glock.
Whatever hawks your tour.
Whatever...
Do you know about hawk tour, Neil?
Whatever socks you off.
You don't know what hawk tour means?
No. Ah, I bet you she knows what hawk tour means. She's definitely...
I'll give you $10 right now if you tell me what it means.
Tell us what it means.
$10.
No.
Do you know what Hawk 2 is, though?
What?
Do you know who Hawk 2 is?
The
Yeah, but why would she go viral for just saying hawk tour? It's a ring mask. Viral. Yeah, what does it
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah. Why did she? Why did why she go did viral say for saying hawk tour?
Gonna say
it. Oh, you do know why. Oh,
she does. Yeah.
You shouldn't know that though.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
How old are you?
How old are you?
On this podcast, we made a rule that Neela is not allowed to date until she's 21. So, little boys listening, no, Neela is off the market. She's not with anyone. Never will be until she's 21.
Well, that's if.
Bro, and then we're marrying her off to a prince.
That's a big
arranged marriage.
No, we're marrying her off to like a football star who makes bank.
He's going
to
give us so much money after that.
He's going to sponsor the pod. That's how the pod takes off, lad.
Yeah.
With football money.
You know, honestly, they had it right in the 1500s when they used to like marry people off.
I mean, if someone wants to arrange my marriage.
Like arrange people's marriage and then you could get like married into like royalty.
Honestly, at this point, if someone were to arrange my marriage, I'd just be like, yeah.
Let it be.
Yeah.
Find me a woman.
I wasn't cooking on my own, so I might as well.
Yeah. I can't do very well on my own, so.
I'd be happy. I'd actually be happy.
In trouble.
Oh, well, no, I wouldn't be happy.
Because, dude, okay, at this point, right, Tinder and Hinge are pretty much arranging your marriage for you. If you really think
it's
about
the same
it.
Shit.
Like, if people get married and they met on Tinder or Hinge, they're pretty much in an arranged marriage.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
It just got arranged by a bot, an algorithm that showed the person to you. Yeah. That's actually scary as fuck.
Pretty much.
So just get your family to arrange it for you. They know you better than
and
the
then
internet.
I don't even have to have a pick. I don't have to Google pickup lines. I don't even have to look at their profile.
Dude, you don't have to get left undelivered. Like,
bro, what do you mean? If I didn't Google a pickup line, I wouldn't even get like. I would probably end up saying hey.
I don't Google pickup lines. I don't use pickup lines.
Bro, you don't even need them. Fucking
you gotta be original,
mate. Some chick Googled you up, mate.
What I usually do, right?
Mate, don't even talk about that. You didn't even have to do anything. Some chick just Googled you and added you, mate.
No, what I usually do is I usually look at their profile and I say something based off their profile. Instead of using a really shit pickup line and they never get a response.
Well, I mean, I do get responses.
Dude, I was actually looking at a girl's Tinder and Hinge, like on a night out. And holy shit, dude, I was scared.
Yeah, dude, they get so many.
Dude, they get so many.
They get so many.
And I don't know if it was just her, but I'm telling you, dude, we get left undelivered a lot more than we let.
Bro, I don't even get a reply.
Dude.
I spent all that time Googling and I don't get a reply.
I was talking to her and she said she enjoyed making them suffer.
What do you mean by making them suffer?
Like, she enjoyed getting them, like, to talk and then, like, leaving them undelivered.
That's sad, yeah.
That's happened to me. It's all right.
Yeah, apparently, it's like sport.
Yeah, but...
Sport? What, so they train their entire lives just to leave men undelivered? How toxic do you have to be to do that?
No, guys do that too.
I don't.
But, like, I'm just saying...
Bro,
like,
when someone talks to me, I'm like...
Hey,
dude! If I get a message from a girl, I'm like, "Hey, girl!
Hey, I'm not wasting this opportunity."
Hello!
Hey, canceling girls, great.
Yeah, but no. Hey,
we're allowed to talk about.
Hey,
this.
No, we're not allowed to talk about.
No, this is bro talk. This is bro talk.
No,
it's bro talk.
No,
broadcast.
No,
it is.
No, don't talk about this. Let's move on.
I've got a few more headlines here.
Yeah, yeah.
Woman arrested after calling cops on herself let me restart. A woman arrested after calling cops on herself while attempting to steal a car.
A U.S.
woman has been arrested after reportedly calling 911 to report she was stealing a car from a dealership. So she could do it legally.
What?
So she stole a car.
Yeah,
apparently if you report it to the authorities, she can do it legally. I mean, this is what she looks like.
Well,
but
wait, no, did she think she could do it legally? Because you can't.
Yeah, 100%. It's in.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, show me who she is.
It's what she looks like. Kind of bad.
She looks like someone who thinks once you call the authorities, you can steal it legally. What? What? So she full went GTA mode, but then called the police to up her star rating.
She was... Okay. Deputies say Terman told them she was training in a game of Black Ops to steal a car, but called 911 to make the crime legal. How is that? How does that make the crime legal?
Wait, she plays Black Ops?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Video games aren't good for you. Have you ever played a video game, Neil?
Do you reckon they mush your brain a bit?
Bro, this plant kind of just creamed on me. Now I'm sticky.
Yeah.
What is that? What is that juice?
I don't know. Dude, when I used to play in the trees and stuff when I was little, I used to like do that. And tree juice. Dude,
maybe you'd enjoy it a bit.
It kind of stings.
Enjoyed it a bit, eh?
Dude, fuck. You zesty ass motherfucker.
Enjoyed it a bit, eh?
No.
The plant enjoyed it.
Shiki. She enjoyed you stroking
it. Leafy?
Leafy babes.
Leafy babes. All right. And last one is cop tasers a 96-year-old woman. I don't have much of a backstory for this, but we heard this on the radio.
Oh, this one. Okay, I have to say a lot about... I've got a lot to say.
Yeah, that's why I just put it as a point.
Because... Right. How old is she? 97.
96.
Poor woman, right?
Yeah, poor girl.
She probably just gave him her bingo card. Okay.
No, she probably was like,
"Ah, no, I don't want to go with you."
Yeah,
and then he was like, "Come with me." And she's like,
"No, I want to play bingo with the girls down at the bowler."
And then and then he's like, "Come with me now." And he's like,
"No, I want to play with Cheryl down at the rock."
and then he was like, "One more warning." She's like,
"No, I'm not coming with you."
And then she hits him with the bag, and then he's like,
"Do you know how long I've been on this earth for? Yeah, I was playing bingo with Cheryl before you were even born."
And he's like, "I'm gonna tell you one more time, you're coming with me." And then she hits him with the bag. She's like,
"Go away, I'm playing bingo."
And then he tases her.
Wait, so she's...
Yeah, because he tasered the shit out of her, bro.
Bro, what do you think would happen to a 96-year-old dude who tased
her? Bro, honestly, right? But between
bro, taser
him...
made for kids who were drunk.
Unclipping his taser from his belt, right? Getting it out. Loading
still
it.
Still thinking it's
and
a good
tasering
idea.
The shit. When? And surely something
when,
must have gone through
where?
His head.
Unless he was possessed like those movies. I don't see in what scenario you would... Unless you had a gun.
How much would it take for you to taser an old woman?
Bro, it would take a shit ton. She would probably have to have a gun loaded to my head.
She would probably have to be the next Thanos. She'd have to have that
Infinity
Glove. She'd
have to be possessed. You know, like those possessed grandmas in movies? Like
yeah. Oh.
That's honestly, that's the stuff for nightmares. Not like it and stuff.
Well,
possessed grandmas.
Now at least you know what it takes...
Have you seen those like those TikTok videos of like I put my grandma to bed and then something weird happened, and then you look at the video recording and it's the grandma like scurrying across the ground or some shit.
What?
What?
It's fucking creepy.
No one's TikTok's wild.
Did you like my voice impression?
It's unhinged. It's rogue.
Do you like my voice impression though?
Your voice impression? No. I did. It was funny. It was funny, and it also like. Yeah, just don't taser grandmas, mate.
Just don't taser grandmas.
No, I think, honestly, except if it was in self-defense and it was justified, I honestly think it's deserved.
I don't see how you can justify it. I don't even feel bad for him.
No. Bro, dude, you can't use that much force on an old woman.
Unless...
Or an old man.
Bro, you can't use that much force on anyone. Well, you can.
No, you can. Bro, if a kid's being a brat and he's like kicking at you,
taser the fuck out,
and
twice, maybe even three times, bro, just keep holding the button.
Kids aren't fully developed.
No, like a 16-year-old
deserves it.
What if a 16-year-old's got a knife out?
Oh, I taser.
Yeah,
probably do more than taser. Yeah. Well, I mean, the only justifiable reason if she lost in bingo
is if she had a what,
or if she lost in general knowledge, which you know all about.
This general knowledge is going to be hard.
It's a good segue.
Yeah, it's a good segue to our general knowledge. Neela, what have you got for us?
Wait, so last week I won 7-2.
No, you won...
6-2. Don't change it, mate. It was 6-2.
It wasn't 2.
It was...
I got more than 2, right?
It was half.
Half-half?
It was 6.
No, I won.
6-half, 2-half.
Oh, yeah.
6-half, 2-half, yeah.
It's all right. Maybe today. Maybe today you can rise the ranks. Of... Okay.
This is going to be hard, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting ready for it.
It's never too hard for me.
How many rings does Saturn have?
7.
What the fuck?
I pay attention in school, mate.
Oh my god.
Bro's on.
How many
stars? No, you gotta be louder. Be louder.
Dude, I've become good at like stuff like this.
You know what though? I think it's because you used to plan out the multiple choice questions and you've seen them so many times.
Seriously, I knew that from school.
Huh?
Oh, okay. I was surprised by that.
Well, I'm surprised.
How many stars are on the New Zealand flag?
8.
13.
No. It's
9.
11.
No. 10.
7.
6.
No. 5.
No. 20. 4.
Yeah.
4? Oh, yeah, because it's just the southern, what's it called?
2.
The Southern Cross.
What's the national animal of Australia?
Emu. Kangaroo.
Kangaroo, emu.
What type of kangaroo?
Joey. No, wallaby.
No.
A jumping kangaroo?
No.
The fuck?
Bro, surely I get that.
A type of... Yeah, surely.
A red kangaroo.
Yeah, red kangaroo. Fuck?
Surely I get that. What the fuck? Surely... No, half a point. Half a point.
No, give him a full point. Give him a full point.
What was the most watched series on Netflix in 2019?
Squid Games.
No.
Poor
2019...
Suits.
No.
Lucifer.
No.
We're watching it right now?
No. We watched it a while.
Oh, Outer Banks.
No.
Oh, God, I thought you had that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? We watched it.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
Friends?
No.
No, what the fuck? No. Big Bang Theory.
No. Oh. That's old.
Fuller House.
No.
Full House.
No.
Fuck.
Oh, you can't go further.
Fuck.
Is it a sitcom? Is it a sitcom?
Is it
a show?
Like a you know when they're like laugh in the background?
Oh, it's not a show.
No, it's not a show.
Oh, movie.
Oh, movie.
Like it's TV.
TV? Like, you know, too hot to handle.
No. We watched it.
Oh, John Wick.
No.
The Bake Off.
It's a show. Like it's
Survivor.
A series.
Survivor?
No.
On Netflix?
Yeah. A series on Netflix.
The Beckham document? No, that was last year.
Game Changers.
It's not a movie.
Game Changers? A TV show. Siri,
TV show?
Okay. Do you know what I was...
Wait, no. Define a TV show for me.
Well, like...
Reality TV.
Series.
Was it reality TV?
No.
Oh, multiple series. So like it was like a... Just a TV show.
Yeah, but there's no laughing in the background.
Oh, so it's not a sitcom.
No.
A sitcom is a... Bro, I mean, it says it in the name, buddy.
Oh,
surely...
Oh, no, it's definitely not a sitcom.
I can't think of anything else we've
watched. I honestly can't think of another... You can't tell us.
Can't tell us, because we're both...
We
have to get this.
Yeah.
Choice is like double points if we get it.
No.
I'll allow double. No. Don't give us. No. We're getting this. Fuck.
Good luck, Charlie.
Can we go on Netflix?
No.
I
don't think it's...
Wait, we've seen this show.
Yes, we've seen it like 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. That's a good tip. That's a good hint.
What have I seen?
You watched it twice, I think, actually.
I watched it twice? Lucifer.
No.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No.
Fucking...
Oh.
Well, I got creamed on again.
Suits! No. I said these before.
No.
Oh!
I've watched it twice.
This is pissing me off.
What have I watched twice? I've never watched shows twice.
Okay.
Not fully twice, but you've seen it halfway.
Did you recommend it?
Yeah, killing
recommend. Peaky Blinders.
No!
What?
Dude, we definitely haven't watched this before.
I have not watched this before. Okay,
No.
What the heck is this?
Wait, so it's a TV show.
It's a show.
How many seasons?
Yeah.
Four.
That's an L. That doesn't help.
Oh, Bad Moms.
No.
Oh, fuck, I thought I had that.
Can I give you
I thought I had that.
No.
I asked a question and now Killian can ask a question.
Okay. Wait, what did you ask?
How many seasons?
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask, oh, okay, what's it about? Without telling us what it is.
No, you can't tell us what's it, yeah. I feel like that's too good of
just a give question. Us one word. Just give us one word to just portals. Umbrella Academy.
No.
What?
Oh, I thought you had that.
Portals?
Oh, what the fuck? What else did we watch?
The Good Life.
No.
Oh, dude, that was a good shout too.
What the heck? Portals.
Portals.
Minecraft? It's so sci-fi. Is it sci-fi?
Yeah, I think so.
What?
Did we finish it?
Yeah, we finished it. And I think...
Did we like it?
A lot of famous... Yeah, we like it.
The 100.
No.
We've never watched that.
I have.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Can I give
you... You can't Google.
No, you're on net... Are you on Netflix?
I'm not Googling anything.
Hold on.
Oh, this is... Wait, no. I'm getting this without...
Under.
Neil, under.
Clean. Well, if I say the other word...
The Underworld.
Yeah.
Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, we're idiots.
We're such idiots.
I bet you everyone was watching this.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah, everyone was like, this is so obvious.
Is it 2-1 or 3-1?
It's 3-1.
Okay.
Dan, that's good.
Stranger Things.
Dan, how did we not get that? We're idiots. Portals, obviously. Oh, we're idiots.
That's so obvious. Oh, my... Bro.
We don't deserve a point.
Yeah. I honestly don't think I deserve this.
No.
The color orange is named after the fruit.
True.
No.
It is. It's my TikTok pays off, mate.
Bro.
It's my TikTok pays off.
This guy's TikTok educated. Bro graduated from Riz Academy.
How many stars are on the European Union flag?
10.
11.
9. No,
7,
13. 13.
8. No.
23.
12.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was 11.
No,
because UK left.
No, bro, obviously, she counted for Brexit. You fuck.
No, UK left, though.
Yeah, I know. They took one out and remade it. Dude, Neil researched it yesterday.
Today.
She counted for Brexit, bro.
I said 13, though. Oh, fuck.
In the USA, at what age can you legally start?
21.
Yeah.
What is it now? 3-4?
4-3, yeah.
4-3, yeah.
Where is the shrimp's heart located?
In the tail. Head.
Who said head first?
Nolan.
Yes, that means I can't lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two more.
How many bones do sharks have?
Oh,
what?
No. 500.
363.
This is a trick question, by the way.
Two.
No. There's just one.
None. Yeah.
Zero.
No, they're teeth.
That's zero. Not a bone.
Zero.
Oh, suck.
Zero.
So 5-4. Oh, shit.
No, it's 5-5.
No, it's 5-4.
It's 5-5. What?
Yeah. One more question.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Well, this could either be a tie. This could either be a tie or a win for me.
Okay. What is the only number spelled out in English with the same number of letters as its value?
Wait, what? No, say that again.
4.
Yeah.
Oh.
I won.
Guys, this one.
I won.
A quiz.
Wait, can let me enjoy this for a minute.
No, but you've enjoyed the other one before.
Two in a row.
People find it boring when you celebrate like a
two
fucking...
Two in a row.
What?
Hey. You know what?
Neil is asking us a question.
That was a better go than last
Neil time. Is asking us a question.
Listen. What has 4 letters, sometimes has 9 letters, but never 5? But never has 5.
A letter.
Numbers.
No.
What has
a book?
No.
Text.
Okay. What
has that's a riddle.
Letters,
oh, it's a riddle, not a quiz.
Yeah, it's a riddle.
Sometimes has 9 letters, but never has 5.
letters.
Okay, look at this.
No, well, you're pretty much saying that what has five letters, four letters. What's the next one?
Sometimes
has nine letters or whatever you said. Yeah. And then, yeah, so never it's not a question. You're telling
no,
us.
No, but she said never has five. Never. She doesn't say letters.
Never has five letters.
Yeah. No, she says five. Listen, say it again.
It's not a question, mate.
It's a riddle.
It's a riddle, but it's not a question because she's telling us how many letters.
Why is nine letters? Sometimes has four.
I didn't get it. Okay, look.
Mate.
Give this to him.
Okay, look.
Let me look then.
Wait, okay. Can you count how many letters what has? Count it for me.
Nine.
What?
What? Just show me. Oi, just let me show me. You got to read it. Why don't I get to read it?
No, I didn't. I got it first reading.
Pass. You didn't even say the answer.
I did say the answer.
Why has four letters? Sometimes has nine letters, but never five.
Has five. Sorry, I forgot the has.
Never has five letters.
What has four letters? Sometimes has nine letters. Nine letters.
Am I right?
Yes,
okay, good. I thought I was being stupid. Nolan.
Nine letters.
Can you listen to us?
Listen. What? The letter what has four.
The word what?
Sometimes.
Has nine letters.
Nine.
The word sometimes.
And never.
How many does it have? Five.
Letters.
So she wasn't asking us a question.
What? What has four letters? What has four letters? Four?
No, what has four letters?
Oh! Wait. No, I don't get it.
The light bulb went on and then it turned off.
Wait.
Nolan.
One, two, three, four. Alright. Oh! What has four and sometimes has nine?
It never
has five.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is finish off the thing and say letters.
Yeah. Hey, I still won general knowledge, mate.
Yeah, but that was slow.
This is the next statement. This is a letter thing. How do you call
history?
It? No.
Oh, you want to play the the letter game. Football players.
Okay, so Neela's going to... I'll explain it so people can hear. Neela's going to give us a letter, okay? And me and Nolan have to name the name of a soccer player. Can it be last names or first names?
First and last, yeah.
First or last?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
And whoever
first
has...
Ten?
First to 10 wins. It's going to be quick. It's going to be quick fire.
Okay. Some of them you might not know.
Yeah.
Like
and there can be past players too, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it spinning or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
H.
Hernandez.
Harry Maguire.
Killian.
Oh, fuck.
I thought you guys were going to say Haaland.
No, I know. It's too OG. Talking.
I was thinking a bit more complex, you know? My mind works like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You should have said the full name, though, because I feel like Hernandez could just be
anyone. Okay, ready? I.
Iniesta.
Oh, fuck off, mate.
I'm removing these letters by the
way. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I wanted.
Yeah, yeah, good.
You know who Iniesta is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He retired not too long ago.
Yeah.
S.
Fuck. Why am I... I can't even think. I don't know what I'm doing this. Oh fuck, I know it.
Oh, I don't know.
Sean Baker. Sean Baker?
That's not...
No, Sean Baker. Football.
Search up Sean Baker footballer.
Sean... Oh! Oh, that's a swimmer. No. Sean Baker.
I think you just came up with the most...
Sean Baker, football.
There's no one, eh? There's no one. There's no one called Sean Baker.
Right. Fuck. We should know this. I feel like people
Yeah, we should
that.
Know this. Saka.
Oh, idiot!
Yes!
No,
that was so obvious.
No!
It was so obvious. Oh, idiots. No.
Okay, ready?
3-0. I still come back. Still come back.
As if we didn't get Saka.
Yeah, yeah, still come back.
We always talk about Saka on the podcast.
You ready?
Saka these nuts.
No.
Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
No.
Or Ronaldinho or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Or Ronaldo Nazario.
I put that chocolate.
C. Camavinga. Kamau, Kamai, Kamavinga.
First and 10, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
3-2.
Bro.
D.
Davies.
Oh,
Alfonso fuck. Davies.
Fuck. You're quicker than me.
Can you make it go
quicker? Yeah, can you make it go quicker?
No, I can't make it go quicker.
All right.
T.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, yeah.
Oh.
Q.
Oh.
Oh,
Can we skip that?
No.
Q.
Give
me some fucking... Q. 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 Oh, it was broke a leaf. Shit. Q.
There probably is Q.
Yeah, but I feel like I could just skip it.
I don't.
I feel like I know all... Q.
No, I think you're going to have to skip it.
Yeah,
now.
Skip this one.
I don't know Q.
Quentin McNeil.
Oh, skip.
Yeah.
Red.
Zidane. Alfonso Davies. Oh, we've already said it.
We already said that.
Asensio.
Yeah.
Sure.
How many points is it now?
4-4.
5-4. Yeah, you got 5. Mate.
I know that's 5.
Gubeka. Oh. Gunduan. Gunduan.
Yeah.
6-4. No one's winning.
Oh, I'm not winning. No.
No.
It's 5-5.
No, I've been counting.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure you haven't been adding count? I feel like we're tying now. We're tying.
5-5.
Yeah, I think it's 5-5. Honestly.
You.
You.
Oh, what the fuck?
You. Yeah.
No.
Skip.
Yeah, skip. Can't do you.
Let's go. Jackson, the city, Chelsea. Nicholas Jackson.
See, this is where the ball knowledge comes in.
Nicholas Jackson. I meant Chelsea, not City, sorry.
McAllister.
Fuck it. Fucking McAllister. No, they will be.
K.
Kunde.
You said first?
Me.
7-6, is it?
Yeah.
N. Nicholas Jackson. Oh.
You already said that.
No.
N'Golo. It's not N'Golo. It starts with E.
N'Golo.
Vinicius.
Oh, I so fucking said Verstappen.
Verstappen.
What?
What Vinicius is my favorite player.
Eight. Oh.
Ferland Mendy. Don't look at the iPad.
I'm not looking at the iPad.
Don't look at the iPad.
You like the title.
Yeah.
Pete.
Benaldo. No, sorry. Pessi. Pepe. Yeah.
We're so close.
How many?
You got one more.
One, please.
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Onana.
Oh, fuck. I'm brain locked. I was brain locked.
Onana.
Come on, please be a hard letter. Please be a hard letter. So then we can actually.
B. Come on,
Bellingham!
Yeah! Those are said Beckham.
Bellingham! Vinny!
On. Yeah.
This guy.
I'll give you a chance to get 10-10.
No, it's all right.
Can we finish it off?
Finish what?
Can we finish it off just for the fun of it?
Well, finish what off?
We have the letters EYX.
Yeah, let's do it. E.
No,
E.
I don't want to finish it off. I feel like...
X, Xabi Alonso.
I feel like y. It's...
Okay, let's go.
I feel like it's... It's okay. Good. 10-9 like... is good.
Should we even have a history fact?
We've gone through 19. Like... No, yeah, give the history fact. No.
Do you want me to read it, Neil?
We can talk about it. I need some history in this podcast. Yeah, we haven't had any yet, so... I need to feel to feel like I'm home, you know?
Okay. Oh, it's big.
That's what she said.
Neela.
Yeah?
You kind of cropped out some bits.
No, it's alright. You're going to have to guess.
Alright. Weird history facts.
Is it just one?
Roman Emperor once declared war on the sea. You know about this?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah.
So, must be an Italian thing. Did you put that in? I swear to God.
No, I just copied and pasted it.
Wait, why would it be an Italian thing? Or is it just because Italians are like that?
This is a Roman emperor, mate. Cause,
yeah, like, he declared war on the sea. He didn't declare war on the sea, actually.
According to the stories, emperor...
Oh, see, this guy doesn't want to hear me talk about it.
Emperor...
I don't want to hear you talk about it.
Caligula, who was known to be a bit of a hothead, was returning home from a failed invasion of Britain. And desperate to have a war on something, it would be embarrassing to go home empty-handed, right? Well, Caligula decided to declare war on the nearest thing he could find. Neptune, god of the sea. He ordered his men to whip the waves and collect shells as proof of victory. Historians aren't 100% sure if this story is true, but the fact that people believed in it shows what an oddball Caligula was.
You know Caligula married his sister?
Yeah, Caligula was an oddball.
And Caligula also got killed because he was such a shit emperor. He got killed.
Caligula was an asshole.
Yeah. Did you watch the documentary?
No.
About the Roman Empire?
No.
Was that it? Was that the only one? Well, Caligula...
Okay.
Worst.
Thank
Roman
you for
emperor.
Listening to the Making Us.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening to the Making Us pod.
No, you can say history fact.
No, it's all good.
No, it's
you
all
said right. It. You yeah. Said it.
Oh shit,
bro! Stop breaking the plan.
I didn't do anything, mate. It just fell off.
Dude, that's why the leaves keep falling because you broken, keep pulling like. Them out
well,
after giving
I think
the
this
plant
was a pretty
hand
good
jobs.
Pod.
Yeah,
I didn't sweat as much. I'm sweating a little bit.
I'm not. I feel good.
I'm sweating a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's just because you're.
Yeah. I think it's because I tried a bit too hard in today's
I quiz. Think it's because you celebrated a bit too
bro,
hard.
Bro, I won two quizzes out of three. I won two quizzes out of three. Show me Caligula.
Yeah, Caligula
Yeah, Caligula's
been he's known as the worst one.
Yeah,
of all the Roman emperors. Because, oh, there's another one. There's another Roman emperor called Commodus, and he's the only Roman emperor to ever be a gladiator. Bro literally stooped down. He's in Gladiator in the movie. He stooped down and fought someone and died.
Real.
Oh, no, I don't know if he died or not, but he did fight someone. And back then, that was a bit...
What a G.
He wasn't a G. He had a massive ego. But they That's all right. did anyway.
They all did.
All right, guys, thank you for listening to the Making Way...
Actually, it's called the Brocast.
I don't know if I like it.
I like it.
Let us know if you like it.
I love it. I mean, I don't like it. I love it. Okay, thanks guys.
I hope you cut that bit out. Thank you.
See you guys. Bye.